CBA Mobile.
CBA, KN4VWA. Good morning, Dave.
Steve, what are you doing out and about this early on a Saturday morning?
Well, I'm headed over to my church. I run pretty much, I take care of security at our food bank.
Security, they're in trouble.
It runs absolutely smooth because I'm big and ugly enough. Ain't nobody gets out of line.
So you are what you just said, and anyway, I'm not going to repeat those words this early in the morning. It's just too much. It's just too early for that foolishness.
Up on that right foot, boy. I can hear that thing growling.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got to get my jollies in while I can, because the rest of the ride's going to be a little slower than that. I just pulled out on Wade Hampton, but now I'm turning on the Watson Road, so it's going to be, from here on out, it's going to be kind of slow poking.
Play tennis this early.
I have a social every other Saturday, and it's at 8:30, and believe it or not, they have some of the courts open. So they said, they sent a text out and said they had email out saying that they had enough courts open to have the social. So come on, so I'm on my way.
I got a question for you. Is it more of a groggy sleep-in than a morning social?
All I can say to that is you just need to come out there and find out for yourself. show up to play tennis.
Exactly why I'm not there. I'd have to snore through the first set.
Go away.
I'm sure. I was rummaging through some old stuff yesterday evening, and my dad had this old gun rack, and I had bought him a M1 carbine, since that's what he carried in Korea. Matter of fact, this one even had artillery unit burned into the stock. And anyhow, I was looking at that last night. I opened up the storage drawer on it for the first time in probably 10 years. And I found two 30-round mags with two bags with 50 rounds each in it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I didn't even count. I've got coffee cans full of mags, and they're in army green pouches of four, I think. And it's like I guess you put it on your belt, and I haven't even counted them. they're just sitting in the closet.
Hey, did your dad serve in the military?
KP4 CBA. He was in San Francisco, and getting ready to get on a ship to go to Korea. And his other two brothers airborne. And my oldest one was in World War II. And, but anyway, so my grandmother had for him to have another eye test. He did one and he failed it, so he discharged him. And so he, but if they hadn't have done that, if she hadn't have done that, he would have gone to Korea. I might not even be here.
Wow. Yeah, my dad served as an FO, a forward observer, for the artillery in the Army. But they pulled him off of that, and they taught him radio communications, and he was stringing wire for a field phone when a Chinese border crew zeroed on him, and they managed to hit his Jeep, and he spent a year in a hospital in Indianapolis when he got back stateside. And he recovered, so that's why I'm here.
That's a mysterious place to even stay in. Yeah, my uncle, dad's older brother, he was in Germany. I'm not sure exactly where he was when it happened, but he was in the munitions, and so they supplied all the ammo for the guys, and they had a wreck and hit the truck, and he landed on his canteen and broke his hip. And he went to a hospital in Germany, of all places. I guess it was part of Germany that we occupy, I'm sure, and had his surgery done. But anyway, and changing the subject, I forgot to give you that 207. When you were over there yesterday, the other day.
Yeah, well, shoot. All right. Well, I would kind of like to tinker with it.
Thinking about it, and, you know, it's, the preamp's working, so if you have a stereo, you could hook the wires to the speaker up to the, up to a couple of, or just one, what do you call those things? Plugs that plug into a, the back of an amplifier for your phono. You'd have to plug it in the phono part of the amp because your phono input has a preamp in it. And that's what it, that would work, and then you should be able to hear the audio on the radio.
Did you say that you could just barely hear the audio out?
They're wide open, and you're in a real quiet room place. You can just barely hear it. I mean, it's like so faint. It's there.
And that's even with an external speaker plugged in?
It does it on the built-in speaker or the external. I never used the built-in speaker. I always had an external speaker plugged in, but I tried it both ways. And I plugged it in the other day, and it worked for, I don't know, about 30 seconds, and then it started going crazy. So there's definitely something going on. And it may be an easy fix, who knows. But you still got the transmit thing where it drops in and out of transmit mode.
Okay. take a look at it. You know, even if it's just to do an autopsy on it.
I just turned on the... I'll take a picture of that. I just turned on the, what's the name of this road? Congaree off of, Haywood, and there's a white Mustang sitting in the ditch. They went over the parking space, the concrete thing, and landed in the ditch, so the car is nose down in the ditch. So I think maybe they might have had a little bit too much to drink.
Where?
Hungry and Tatewood intersect.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? People do stupid things from time to time.
Oh, no. Oh, man, I'd like to have seen that happen, but anyway, if it's still there, I'm going to take a picture of it when I finish the thing here, the social. So, well, I'm here, so let me bail out, get this beast parked, and see what's going on.
All right, bud. Well, get in there and have some fun, and I'll talk to you later. We'll get together on that radio. So, anyhow, 73 is KB4CBA, KBN4VWA. I'm clear.
All right, enjoyed it, and have a good day. Enjoy the rain. KN4VWA, KB4CBA, clear.